AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the assault on a Texas cartoon contest that featured images of the Prophet Muhammad.
البداية من مدينة غارلاند في تكساس الأمريكية.
That sound from the Islamic State group's Al Bayan radio station. Counterterrorism experts, though, say the group has a history of asserting involvement in attacks in which it had no operational role. That suggests the two gunmen could have carried out their own lone wolf-style strike before they were shot and killed at the scene Sunday in Garland. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton says any immigration overhaul must include a path to full and equal citizenship. At a roundtable discussion in Las Vegas, she drew a sharp contrast with Republicans who have blocked efforts in Congress to address the issue or who promote providing a legal status.
When they talk about legal status, that is code for second-class status.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has announced his intention to run for the presidency. Another Republican, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, was asked when he might announce.
Have you decided?
I have not. But when I decide, and as you may know, I'm not the shy and retiring type, so when I decide, I'll make sure I let everybody know.
Sound courtesy WLBT. Plenty of Californians are unhappy about new restrictions approved by the State Water Resources Control Board. AP correspondent Fennett Nearapil.
A lot of communities that are now under order to drastically cut their water use have been complaining that these targets are unfair. They're not taking into account a lot of factors that affect water conservation unrelated to whether you're being a good drought citizen or not.
Each community has a water reduction mandate of between 8% and 36% depending on past use. The state believes it's easier for water-guzzling cities and desert resorts to make huge cuts by neglecting big lawns. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has chosen a new top officer for the Pentagon.
Even as the military looks at cyber and space threats and shifts more attention to Asia, the president's nominating a veteran combat commander as his next Joint Chiefs chairman. General Joe Dunford faces a lot of challenges.
We have to keep training Afghan forces and remain relentless against Al-Qaeda. We have to push back against ISIL.
Dunford's the Marine Commandant and was the top coalition commander in Afghanistan before that. He'd succeed General Martin Dempsey, whose 4 years as chairman end in the fall. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A district attorney connected to the case of Eric Garner, the unarmed black man who died after a white police officer's chokehold in New York, has been elected to fill a congressional seat left vacant when the incumbent pleaded guilty to tax fraud. The election of Staten Island DA Daniel Donovan will keep the seat in GOP hands. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.